Hello and welcome to episode one of the Action for Carers Surrey podcast.
My name is Helen Atreo and I live near Godalming and I help care for my dad along with my mum and sister because he's had two brain tumours for over 20 years, which is pretty much all my life. Anyway, we have here today Emily, who we're going to discuss higher education and caring. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah.
Do you want to just introduce yourself?
Yeah. So, hi, everyone. I'm Emily. So I'm currently 24 years old. So I've been caring for my mum and my brother. So my mum has a mental illness. She has hoarding disorder and kind of mild to severe depression. So about two times in my life. She's been quite unwell. And then my brother, who is 4 years older than me, has autism. So he's on the spectrum and he has the other side of the spectrum. So he has Asperger's and he also has quite a few kind of physical disabilities as well. So I've been with probably Surrey Carers for as long as I can remember, pretty much. I think it's been since I was about 10 years old. So good 14 years, but yeah.
Thank you. So we're going to discuss kind of you leaving school and with no GCSEs and then going on and now you're doing your degree in nursing, which is amazing. How did you manage that?
I did leave school with no GCSEs. I had quite a disrupted education. So to speak. And I started my degree in nursing at 21, just turning 21. And then obviously I've just completed and got my registration at the end of last year, so about November. So I've only been qualified for 9 months or so now, but I'm loving.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So when you kind of finished school, I'm not sure when you left school, but when you finished, kind of how, what were you thinking about your future and education?
So as I said in my previous question, I had a quite a disrupted education, and I actually developed school phobia in year eight, year nine. So I had to obviously decide with the school kind of what my future really was going to be, and I wasn't allowed / wasn't given the option to do my GCSEs. So I did what they called functional skills, and I basically kind of finished my school education with functional skills and kind of not really knowing where I wanted to go and what I wanted to do, really. So I was kind of at a loss, and I just had to find different things or activities or courses or anything that I could do to kind of try and build up my education rapport, really. I did lots of courses.
So then when did you decide you wanted to be a nurse?
That's
a broad question, sorry.
That's a funny question, because all throughout my training you always get asked this question, why did you want to be a nurse? Now, my answer has always been, do you know what? I never actually wanted to be a nurse. So my mum was a nurse when she was younger. She trained at Kingston when they didn't do university courses then. So I kind of followed in my mum's footsteps in a weird sense. She hasn't been practicing for a long, long time, 20 plus years, because of her illness.
So do you mind explaining how your support worker from Action for Carers helps you with this?
Yeah, so we obviously discussed kind of what options there were and what I could do, and I was very set that I had to go back and do my GCSEs and do my A levels and kind of go the so to speak typical route. And then I don't know how we found it or who mentioned it, but we found something which is called Access. So Access to Higher Education is basically lots of different, I guess, foundation courses. So a year's course before you go to university of your choice that kind of prepares you for that course. So I did Access to Nursing, but there was also Access to Engineering, Access to Midwifery, Access to mathematics, there was lots of different choices and different routes that you could go down, really. And the kind of the big step that I think Lisa from Carers is always kind of gone on about is that I had to do my access course and my GCSEs at the same time. So that was very
wow.
difficult. That was a long year. So,
and yeah. So to do an access course, you need GCSEs, but you don't need A-levels?
Yeah, so you needed GCSEs, so kind of like a college course where maybe you would go on to do like childcare or mathematics or something like that. You would need to show that you had, maybe like a maths and a C in maths, sorry, or a B in English and you know, science and things like that. So I basically had to fight and to prove my point that I would be able to do my GCSEs at the same time, and I was bright enough and smart enough that I could do it, and if I couldn't, then that was fine and I would obviously leave and that would be fine, but I wanted to prove it to them that I could do it. And I did my GCSEs.
You did?
Yep. I did. Wow. My GCSEs alongside my access course, which was about 19 units. It's quite an intense course, and yeah, I got a C in maths and C in English, so I did
well,
okay.
Done.
I wanted to do better, but that I was happy with that.
Sounds like a lot in 1 year.
Yeah.
But where do you do an access course? So I know nothing about it. I've never even heard of it. And I'm sure there's some people that are listening that haven't.
Yeah. So an access course you can do at college. So I actually was very fortunate that I kind of already had in my head that I kind of wanted to go to Kingston University. So I found that Kingston College, which is actually literally opposite Kingston University, did do an access course that obviously was very related to the nursing course that they did at their own university. So it was quite a nice kind of strip line and streamline into obviously the next step, which, you know, would be university. But yeah, I did mine at a college. I think most colleges do different ones. They might not necessarily do kind of all different ones, but most of them do offer an access course. It's just not really spoken about a lot, which I've been trying to get out there a little bit more all through my nursing career actually as well. So
and did you enjoy the course? Like, was it, well, obviously you worked really hard,
yeah.
But aside from that, did you like lots of learning, an interesting thing to do?
Yeah, so I absolutely loved it. It was it created kind of this pathway into that. As soon as I started uni, I looked at the modules I had did when I did on my access course and said, oh my god, I've already done these already. And it literally helped me so much in my first year at university, because it was pretty much the same modules. I think I was just very lucky that obviously I went to Kingston College and then I went to Kingston University. So they worked together a lot. But I found that the access course basically set me up for the first year. And like I said before, there was 19 modules. So I went through a lot to do with like the history, lots of kind of A&P, which is, I can never say it properly, but anatomy and physiology, kind of in the body and all the systems. So yeah, it really did set me up for my first year at uni. I actually found it, I'm not going to say easy, because I think that's a bit too much of an easy word to say, but I found it that I understood a lot more than some of my other peers, which was absolutely fabulous.
It definitely sounded like you deserved an easy year after doing the GCSEs or the access course. So then, yeah, you went into uni and started. How long is the nursing degree again? Is it 3 years?
Yeah, so it is 3 years. It's half and half, basically, what they call it. So for me, because of kind of my past and my past education history, really, I needed a course where it wasn't totally just all about coursework and all about theory. So for me, it was half theory and then half obviously on placements. So that also brought a difficulty as well. But yeah, so it it's half and amazing.
And then you mentioned to me earlier about having dyslexia. I don't know if that did you get extra help with that? Like, when did you find out about that?
So it was actually something that Lisa, again from Surrey Carers, kind of mentioned to me. Obviously, throughout my education before that, I had struggled. I just really didn't like English, and I didn't know why. And that was kind of the first notice that I kind of had, and I did struggle with spellings, and I just thought, oh, it's because I've had a disrupted education. It's just something that I just didn't know. And I knew that I'd spoken greatly actually to this lovely lady at Kingston University, who had actually supported me through my kind of transition into my nursing course. And she actually mentioned to me about the fact that the university did offer kind of a dyslexia, dyspraxia kind of testing. So they sent me off for one of them, and it was all funded by the university. And I got the diagnosis basically a couple of months. So about November 2016, I got the diagnosis that I had dyslexia. So that just meant that I could get extra time and access to a computer within some of the exams I had to do within my course. But yeah, it just gave that kind of a bit of extra support, really. Throughout my training, that I could always speak to someone if I needed to kind of get punctuation errors done and things like that. So yeah, so it just kind of opened up that conversation, I guess, with people, really.
I think universities are really good with kind of mental health and dyslexia. And I was diagnosed with ADHD actually during my degree as well. And I was part of the government and the university. They gave me a printer, which was so useful for like printing things off and reading it printed out. I found that really good. But I don't know if there's help for carers with, I don't know if you found that, because I was living away from home, so I my caring role had kind of, well, gone in a physical sense. But did the uni help you because you were a carer as well, because you were living at home, right, and going?
So I actually made the decision that I didn't want to commute. I actually stayed in halls in my first year. So I did kind of live in a university, and I did actually live there throughout my 3 years, just because of the intensity that kind of nursing brang, that I would be on placements a lot of the time, and they would be based in Kingston, that commuting for a 7 o'clock shift just might not be realistic, especially from Surrey. The buses are not great around here. So I did decide to live in. But Kingston University, I will always give a big shout out to Kingston University, because they were actually really brilliant. I had this lovely lady who I spoke to throughout my whole training. Her name was Chrissy. She basically got me onto what they called KU Cares, the Kingston University Cares. It was actually part of the Care Leavers bracket, but they were interested and willing. They wanted to further their criteria. I actually got some support from them. So I had access to £500 a term. Lots of other kind of initiatives. So there was a support group that I could attend to. I did I had lots of kind of sessions and talks with everyone from the KU Cares team. I also, for my graduation, got a bursary for kind of my gown. So I got my gown for free, and I got one free photo, and also a free ticket basically for someone to come along to obviously watch me graduate. So that was really great, and I found that out all at the beginning, and it just kind of made me fall in love with Kingston even more, really, because I did truly really felt supported. So yeah, thank you to Kingston University, because yeah, it was absolutely amazing, and I think that kind of made my decision going there much more certain, because I did go to look around at other universities. some quite far away. I did look at Bristol and Southampton, and there was something, I didn't kind of notice anything to do with carers really there. So yeah, there was obviously lots of other things that impacted my choice, but definitely that was one big thing.
And then out of interest, were you care, like your caring role and obviously didn't stop when you were doing your degree, so were you going home on the weekends and things like that?
Yeah, so that's where I kind of had to make the executive decision for myself because of my placements. But yes, I pretty much nearly went home every weekend, and that was kind of how the bursary money that Kingston, KU Cares Kingston, did give to me was kind of to hopefully be able to use to travel back home and kind of commute back home to obviously see my mum and brother and to kind of keep with the uptake of the house and things like that. So yeah, I did travel home a lot. Yeah.
And now you're living at home again, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, I am. Yep, I am back home. So I have been for 9 months. And yeah, and I would say obviously I'm working, so I do my shift work. But yes, my care responsibility has pretty much stayed the same from when it was before when I went to university. It's just I'm a lot older now and it feels a bit different, I guess.
And the last bit that we were going to discuss, which you kind of touched on already, is the home or away and how far. And so for you, going to Kingston sounds like the perfect balance.
Yeah,
being able to go home on the weekends. I lived at home for my foundation year and commuted to London, which was not that nice. But then for my degree, I moved to London but then could go home if I needed to. But my sister was at home at that point. And now she's actually done kind of taken a different route, and she's moved all the way up to Liverpool.
Wow.
Which she's loving because she's just up there and yeah, really enjoying it. So I think there are loads of decisions with, I think for you, especially with choosing Kingston University and kind of higher education and degrees with different universities, what they can offer and where they are is a big, big part of the decision, definitely.
Yeah, because there was obviously always a kind of, we discussed this before, we don't want to use the word guilt, but there was always a complex around why and how and when and all these different questions. And it wasn't just, oh yeah, they would accept me with my kind of, you know, my A levels or my access course, they would accept me for, you know, for that, they would accept me. But it was also what place it was and could I commute back home and how easy it was. There was all these different questions that, you know, probably some other people wouldn't have to kind of make. So it was always obviously in the back of my mind, and I'm sure that probably was the same for you. But
yeah, definitely. Yeah, and I think that well, I don't know what the word is. It's not guilt. It's like, you know, when I went off to uni for the 3 years and then my sister was at home for some of that time kind of helping my parents, it was like, well, you've got to kind of continue your life and like keep moving forward, but then how and when do you do that? So I think hearing this story of you doing your access course and then now even though you're living at home again, but you're still working and sounds like you're really enjoying it.
Yeah,
so I think it's great. And if anybody is listening and then does want to know more about these kind of things, and I'm sure Lisa at Surrey Young Carers or any of the amazing people at the Carers Association, definitely Action for Carers will definitely be able to help.
For sure. And I think, 100%.
Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast with me. This is the first episode, but there hopefully will be more.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.